Welcome to another episode of Counsel for the State. I'm Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin. Counsel for the State is a podcast produced by my office. Our goal with each episode is to shed a little more light on the office, Idaho law, and other aspects of state government. By doing so, we hope to increase transparency and further your understanding. Thank you for listening, and remember, all of our past episodes are available at ag.idaho.gov. Here's Counsel for the State host, Scott Graff.
Welcome to Counsel for the State. I'm Scott Graff, joined again by co-host Brian Kane on today's episode. Today, we have the pleasure of getting to know a young person who will go down perhaps as the youngest person that we've had, at least to date, to join Counsel for the State. Rod Sgilotti is visiting the Office of the Attorney General today as part of a large and very ambitious project he is embarking upon as a high school student. Raj is visiting us from suburban St. Louis, Missouri. Raj, I will let you take the lead here. Explain to everyone why you are in the Idaho Capitol today in Boise visiting the Office of the Attorney General.
Yeah, that was a great introduction. I'm Raj Sgilotti. I live in St. Louis. I attend Parkway West High School. And I'd also like to start off by saying thank you so much for having me on here. I've listened to several episodes, very educational and interactive. So it's an honor for me to be on here.
We're glad you could be here.
Yeah, and I attend Parker West High School. I'm an upcoming sophomore. Sad that summer's almost over, but it happens. And I like, I'm a nature lover. So I got to explore the Boise River Greenway, which was really cool.
Yep.
And I like electric scootering and I like music.
So, good. Yeah. So you didn't come to Boise for a vacation, though. Sounds like you are getting to enjoy some of our great city. But explain to folks what has you in the Office of the Attorney General today.
Yeah, so I'm actually in the process of making and writing a book that will entail interviews from all 56 attorney generals. And so I want to do them in person because I feel like it just has a different touch to it in person, the interactiveness. And so that's why I came to Boise here today, so I could interview Attorney General Wasdin.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. So for those who are just sort of listening nonchalantly and maybe aren't focusing, we're interviewing Raj Sgilotti, a 15-year-old student from Missouri who is visiting the Capitol in Boise, Idaho today because he is writing a book. Tell us a little bit more about your book project.
Yeah, so it's going to be about the Attorney General spotlighting their leadership in our society. And I think that the Attorney General position is a less known but very important role. We talk about senators and government officials all the time, but the Attorney General is one I think should be shed some more light on, especially when voting. I think people should know what the Attorney General does. And for youth especially, not a lot of youth know about the Attorney General. And I think he has a big role in our society, and so that's what I'm trying to shed light for the youth in our society.
So when I was 15, I'll admit, I even knew that we had an Attorney General. Number one, I'm amazed at your dedication to this, but how did this project come to you?
Yeah, so I was just going to voting with my mom, and she was voting, and I saw Attorney General as well as some other positions I didn't know about. And so I researched about them, and the Attorney General one just stood out to me because I feel like it was such an important role. It's more like how senators and the president, they have their views, but the Attorney General, it's not about his views. It's about just enforcing the law the way it is. And so I found that very interesting, and I wanted to learn more. And so I thought, wow, this position, more people should know about this. More people should know what the Attorney General does. And so that's why I'm doing this.
And in Missouri, if I recall correctly, you've had a few attorneys general who went on to become governor or senator.
Yes.
Or something. Is that correct?
Senator Josh Hawley, yes. He was an attorney general in Missouri, and then he went on to become the senator.
Do you think that experience helps? Or?
Definitely. I think because I know that I've researched, the attorney general has to have a solid understanding of the law. And so I think that really helps especially when you try to go in Senate. And I think the current attorney general from Missouri also is he's running for Senate as well. They already have their own campaign page. So it seems like a popular path. So yeah. And I think Vice President Kamala Harris was the Attorney General, if I'm not wrong.
Yep. That's correct, of California.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Roger, I will tell you that in the Attorneys General world, there is a sort of a joke that, that sometimes people will talk about that AG only stands for aspiring governor. That's part of this conversation, I suppose. So your friends, who you go to high school with, when they find out that you're writing a book about, of all things, the role that the Attorney General plays and the importance of in the American political system, and they say, Raj, what the heck? What's that about? What's your elevator speech, if you will, on why this is such an important project to you and what you're working on?
Yeah, so I'd probably tell them, you know, and I think a lot of times youth, just not just my friends, but they seem to show less interest in just the political field. But I'd probably tell them, you know, read the book. It's really a fascinating and like fascinating stories as well, like Attorney General just told me. And I think that the stories is really a good way to connect, and I think they'd understand like that. And I'd tell them, you know, the Attorney General is basically the umpire. He calls balls and strikes, and he basically makes sure the rule of law is being enforced. And I was just, and if they, I think the best description comes from the Attorney General himself, so probably just tell them to read the book, if they read the book, which I don't know if they will, but hopefully, yeah.
And who is your target audience? Tell me again.
Definitely the youth. Okay. I think not many, well, it's harder for youth to read books, rather go sit on a couch and watch a movie, but I think that's the target audience because those are the, they're the future generations, yeah, and so I think they should be knowledgeable about the Attorney General.
So this is a project that you're just kicking off. Attorney General Wasden is one of the first interviewees as you research. Do you have sort of a timeline on which you want to write the book?
As soon as possible. I want to get it out as soon as possible, but it's hard to get in contact with offices and it's getting delayed. But the sooner the better, and I just try and keep following up, hoping for a yes, but it's definitely difficult. So yeah.
Well, have you reached out at all to the national organization?
Yes. So no. And I think when I was listening to podcasts as well, I learned about it in the book. And so I think that's also a really good place to contact because all attorney generals. So yeah.
General Wasden has agreed to talk to some folks in the AG world and we'll do some research. But I will tell you, it's a very unusual request.
Yeah.
When you get an email from halfway across the country from a high school student who says, hey, could I get some time with your boss because I'm writing a book?
Right.
We had to lean back a little bit in our chairs and think, is this for real? Obviously, you're here. It's for real, and we wish you the best with the project. I'm curious what your aspirations are. Obviously, you've got the next 3 years or so tied up with high school, but do you know beyond that where you want to go to college and what you want to study?
I'm thinking right now I think a good program for me, I'm not sure about what college yet, but a good program for me is the MGJD program, I believe it's called. Is it medical and law? I don't know which field, but I'm interested in both. I think they're both really fascinating. And so, yeah, that's where I'm thinking of going.
Okay.
So do you think you're going to be Attorney General someday?
It's a possibility, and I'd be honored to be an Attorney General. I think their role is is a good impact on society, so yeah.
So you're writing a book, but I also note that you're 15 years old, and
yeah.
Disclosure, I've got a 14-year-old son, and so I just have to know, are you a gamer?
Am I a gamer? Not as much. I don't really play video games. I'm more into watching YouTube videos and watching movies.
So if we got your device, Raj, and we got to go back through the last, let's say, 5 YouTube videos, what would be some of the things that we would see that you have been keeping an eye on?
Yeah, so I watch fun content creators like basketball. Some people just play basketball for fun. There's this group that makes basketball and cooking videos, but the joke is that their cooking's not too good, so they don't really know how to cook, so they have to learn it on the spot. I also watch short clips as well of cool tricks, and I watch mostly YouTube groups. I like it when it's like several people combined doing things, so yeah.
Okay, so you're getting ready to go back to class. I'm curious what sort of classes you have on your first semester schedule this year that you're looking forward to studying in.
Yeah, so I have chemistry and physics. Those are two science courses I'm taking. I'm also taking...
As a sophomore.
Okay. And it's hard. I don't want to remember, you know. I don't want to go back. I'm kidding. But top of my head, let me see. I take two languages, Latin and Spanish. I think languages are a good way to, you know, build your brain. And, you know, I've researched about languages, so that I'm taking two languages as well. And English is required. So, yeah.
Okay. That's pretty lofty.
Yeah.
Now, assuming you will have some free time, despite a schedule that looks like that when school starts, what are some of the things besides YouTube videos that you like to do to stay busy?
So school keeps me pretty busy. This project will keep me pretty busy. I play tennis, so season's still pretty far away, but I play year-round practice, go to clinics. There's a group, several clubs in St. Louis, tennis is pretty, there's a big tennis community there. And I go to a club, and they have 2-hour sessions, 2 out of the 5 weekdays. So that takes up a lot of my time as well. So, yeah.
Do you play for your school as well?
I do, yes.
How's that going?
I went pretty well last year, yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite tennis player?
Novak Djokovic, yeah. Yeah.
Not Federer?
No, not really. Yeah. You can't like Djokovic and like Federer. That's not how it works, at least to me.
And
so.
Vice versa.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
so, yeah.
I did see some video from a couple of days ago of your favorite tennis player with his racket in the net in the Olympics, and it didn't go well. When you saw that, what was your reaction?
I after he lost in the semis, I didn't want to watch anymore. I didn't really feel like it. So I know he gets emotional. I actually went to a tennis game in Cincinnati. There's Cincinnati Open. And he smashed his racket. Like, I think he basically smashed his racket every time, but throwing his racket's a little excessive, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as you know that's not normal athletic behavior.
Yeah.
And the Cincinnati Open, I think, is a top tier.
Yes, it is. A lot of good tennis players come.
You've not been to Idaho before this trip?
No.
How has Idaho struck you? Is this a place you could sometime see yourself coming back to? Or?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of places I could have gone. The greenery was really cool. I didn't have a chance to go the full way, but I know there's a zoo in the Greenway, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw there was an aquarium, and there's a mountain range. I don't know, from my hotel window I could tell, but.
Yeah, we have some smoke right now. This is some wildfire smoke coming in from the west of us that sort of obscures our view of the foothills, these are called, which I'm from the Midwest, too. So,
right. You
know, this is anything that rises above, you know, about four stories is a mountain to me.
Right.
These are technically foothills. And then if you could continue going that way, and I'm pointing sort of north and then east here from our conference room, you would actually see some true Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think... No, I really like Idaho because of the wilderness, kind of, and the nature. I'm a nature lover, so. And I saw some pictures of, like, snow mountains and the river going through, so, yeah.
It's a good place.
Yeah,
it's definitely a place to come back to and do some rafting and all that. The
other
thing is, all of Idaho is at elevation.
Yeah.
And so the lowest point in Idaho is actually Lewiston, and it's 750 feet above sea level.
Wow.
So when you think about it in those terms, right? Everywhere you go in comparison to Missouri is above sea level.
And we are at about 2,800 feet here, so
a
half mile in elevation, and you don't have to go too far north of here to really start to climb. So, well, Raj, I don't think I have any more questions. This was rather impromptu, but we appreciate you making a few minutes for Brian and I here on Council for the State. We'll certainly keep an eye on you and your project and your blossoming career going forward. Is there anything else you would like to say before we turn the recorder off?
No, I just like to say thank you so much. This has been a very friendly office, 100%. It's an honor for me to be on here, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Brian, anything to add before we wrap it up?
Well, I know what book I'm going to keep an eye out for, and hopefully we can get a signed copy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
That's all we ask, a signed copy. Good. Raj Gulati, a student from the St. Louis area in Missouri, visiting the Idaho Capitol today, working on a book that he is writing about the role that state attorneys general play in American politics. Raj, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
That will wrap up this episode of Counsel for the State. Remember, all episodes are archived at ag.idaho.gov. You can also listen in by subscribing to through Apple Podcasts, also listening in via Spotify. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you for doing so. We'll see you next time.